It's been more than a decade since people from Grassy Narrows first set up a blockade to prevent clear-cut logging on their traditional territory. That blockade remains in place 12 years later. Now, that this weekend, that long-standing resistance was recognized by Ontario Nature. The environmental group awarded Grassy Narrows its Public Service Award for exceptional environmental achievement. Chief Roger Fobister traveled to Cambridge to accept the award. CBC's Jody Porter asked him how it felt to receive that recognition.
It was very good to receive that award for on behalf of Grassy Narrows, you know, for the, all the 12-year action awareness and campaign that Grassy has led for the past 12 years in our homeland.
Can you take me back to the beginning of that 12 years? What was the instigating incident that started the fight?
Yes, well, it was regarding our homeland. It is in the middle of a forest management unit, our homeland. And so the government is licensing timber companies to come in and harvest the forest, but in the manner that they were doing it is resulted in clear cutting, and of course that infringed on our own rights to the way that we would normally use the land to fish, hunt, and trap. So, you know, this, that kind of activity doesn't work in a forest that's clear cut. And that resulted in the band members taking up the cause and saying, enough is enough. We can't survive in clear cut lands. Eh? So, and that's what caused all of this.
So here we are 12 years later. Where are things at in the battle for the forest on your traditional territory?
Yes, well, it's continuing. The battle went all the way to the Supreme Court and so on, and the blockade is still there. So the people are still willing to, you know, protect the land as it keeps going, you know, and it hasn't stopped, eh? And the people are still there willing to protect the forest.
What do you think it is in the spirit of people at Grassy Narrows that you've been able to maintain the fight for more than a decade?
Well, the people in Grassy are, you know, they have a deep passion, you know, for our homeland, you know, because that's what's sustained us for thousands of years, you know, and we've migrated up and around this homeland, following the seasonal cycle of our ancestors, and we did it ourselves right till the 1960 when we were relocated, and so the land is what sustains the Ojibwe culture, and so it is our homeland. Everybody's got a homeland, you know, and this is ours, and so we need to protect it, you know. So.
And what do you think it says about Ontario that they're willing to fight with you for these 12 years? That the government is willing to be in this battle for so long?
Well, they do. After we signed the treaty in 1873, they did, you know, take over the land and the jurisdiction and the stewardship of the land, you know, and so it is government jurisdiction at play here, you know, and that's obviously what the Grassy Narrows have been fighting against is government jurisdiction, and the way they manage the land is totally different from the way we would do it. So that's there's clearly a difference. Eh? So.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Roger Fobister, chief of Grassy Narrows First Nation, the community received an Ontario Nature Award this weekend for exceptional environmental achievement. There's more on that, by the way, on our website, cbc.ca/Thunder Bay.